our fist pump time on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Sean Tree, 4J Choppy, Bobby Bell. We got Peyton and Caitlin in the back live on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Y'all setting midweek records as Twolos and YouTubers. So thank you so much for that. All the messages of support, people offering us jobs if and when we need it. You are appreciated. We are appreciated. 877-881-1053. Don't need to relive all the audio, but if you did miss what happened yesterday, a little brief clip of how this show and Jerry Jones with us went viral.
Oh, I remember those criticisms very well. Okay, so what?
Are they playing out to be accurate?
What's your point? What's your point?
My point is, it seems like...
Let me tell you what I'll do. Let me tell you what I'll do about it. Let us sit down and look at the decisions we've made over the last several years. Okay? I'll look at it. Now, if you think I'm interested in on a damn phone call with you over a radio and sitting here and throwing all the good out with the dishwater, you have got to be smoking something over there this morning. I'm not. And I really don't, and I don't even want our listeners to listen to me. Talk about, this is not your job. Your job isn't to let me go over all the reasons that I did something and I'm sorry that I did it. That's not your job.
Well, my job is to ask
get
why.
A job, or I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man.
Jerry, we're trying to figure out why the team is.
I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding you.
In your face, Sean.
So things are pretty calm after that yesterday from the bosses, nothing from the Cowboys, everything cool. And then Jerry talked to Diana Russini about the interview after the NFL owners meetings and said this. I don't know that I would go as far as calling the first thing he said, which caught me really off guard, he said he doesn't mind the questions. It's the type of questions coming from the flagship station. And then he said, the facts are, if I'm going to be grilled by the tribunal, I don't need it to be the guys I'm paying, which he's not paying. He's not paying us. I can take it from fans and take it from other people. I take a lot of pride in how fair and how much I try to work with the media. We're brothers and sisters. That has been true. But I was a little frustrated there today. The wrong ones were doing the questioning. Now, if those had been real fans sitting there, or if there had been people that knew what they were talking about, football people, I might have had a different answer. The great response from Gavin Dawson yesterday on G-Bag when they read this and heard this was, you thought Zeke was good enough to bring back and you want to lecture us about being football people? And what I tweeted out was, I might not have a Rolodex of ancient football names at my disposal, but us along with 8 million other people in this city knew what this season was going to be. So you can insult the football intelligence and take the little cheap shots at us. But right now, at least for the 2024 season, we, the show, the Twolos, the city are right. And you have gotten it wrong. So that's what my scoreboard reads. Not from 1970, not from 1990, from 2024. Shannon Sharp got really, really worked up after hearing this audio yesterday on First Take.
To put a man in fear for his job, I hate, I detest, I despise someone that would prey on the weak.
Hey.
And because Jerry Jones is in an advantageous situation, because he has the power in this situation, he would actually say that publicly. That tells me a lot about a man. That'll tell me a lot about a man that has power and would abuse that power to tell that man, I will get somebody in here to ask me favorable questions. That is absolutely that guy's job, is to ask. What do you think his job was? See, Jerry wants all the credit when things go well, but none of the blame. He told us how many times, the buck stopped with me. Any deal that's ever happened, I either signed off on it or I got notified of it. Now you getting trounced. You getting run through like Sherman went through Atlanta during the Civil War, and now you want no part of it when they ask you about it. Boy, this is and I don't take this lightly. If the Cowboys don't win another playoff game or another game, as long as Jerry Jones is the owner, I'll be the happiest man in the world. For that man to put that man in fear for his job. Now, you know, moving forward, Saturday Swaggoo Stephen A., you know he's not going to ask him anything tough because that man needs that job. And for Jerry to say this publicly and say, I'm not laughing, I'm not joking, I'm out.
Woo! I had a...
For only 10 cents a day, you can support Sean Sharif so that he doesn't have to worry about asking questions.
I had an emotional father-in-law moment yesterday. He was all over the Stephen A. coverage. He heard Shannon. He caught up and he goes, the only thing that I disagree with, the only thing I took issue with is them suggesting you would ever be a sellout. And they say, he said, Sean Sharif is not a sellout.
No, I'm the sellout over here. I would absolutely sell myself.
And then did he say, I still hate Bobby on the show.
So you know who else got hype on our behalf yesterday? Jeff Saturday. He was disgusted.
The problem for me isn't he was in defense mode. He's in bully mode, right? It's in
both of them.
Yeah. He's trying to bully people because he's pissed off at himself and what he tried to do. And I'm with you on this, Shane. This is ridiculous. This, get there and threaten a man's job. GM Jerry has failed owner Jerry, but he wants to play both roles and he wants to get on a radio station and go blast a guy that he's accountable to go talk to because that's the role of the general manager to go do. And by the way, everybody said from the beginning of the season, the way this team was built, they were not built for long-term success this season because they weren't good in positions that mattered. What he said today makes that loss pale in comparison because what he said today was freaking ridiculous. And, it's something he needs to apologize for now, immediately, and own it because that's what a grown man would do in this situation. And the 47 getting piped by Detroit, it pales in comparison, man. I don't like it. I think it was an awful comment to say.
This guy is the one that wants to go in front of the mic every single week. He wants to talk after every single game. No one makes him do that.
That's right.
He signs up for that himself. Right. So if you can't handle your emotions or the defensiveness that's going to come outward whenever you're asked questions like this, sign someone else to do it.
I want to be fair to Jerry real quick. Maybe I shouldn't be because maybe I'm misinterpreting it. Maybe he did mean like threaten the jobs. There is a great chance that Jerry's just talking about moving his show on the station. Not like I'm going to get you fired. I'll have one of the other shows interview me. I want to include that to be fair to him. I know the headline turned into threatens the jobs. He could have just been, I think it's 60-40 that he was talking about moving shows.
That's probably what it is.
Probably.
That's probably what it is. But, I mean, also, the billionaires do feel like sometimes I think that they have that power and oftentimes they're right.
No, but let's right? even
oftentimes yeah. they are they do have that
let's
power.
Even yeah. operate let's say it's 100% that it's that he's going to move shows. You're still running away from accountability, and that's a problem,
right? And
it'll make you look even worse, and it sets the next show up to be in a bad spot.
It sets them up for failure. But I mean, if he moves to KNC or G-Bag, they're going to ask the same questions.
Yeah, it's not getting any night. They're going to challenge the same sort of way. The question that got him going.
Giafalo would talk forever. Less questions.
The question that he
get two questions instead of 12 with Eric.
The question Jerry got upset with about, the execution of the players was the same question that the day before Steven stood in and didn't blink at when KNC and Zach asked it.
But Jerry's never blinked in 15 years with us. That's what makes yesterday so crazy.
But to Jeff Saturday, maybe the conspiracy theory's been out there, and Jeff Saturday maybe just kind of identified it by accident when he said this pales, the Detroit loss pales in comparison. Maybe that's exactly what he wanted. People have completely forgotten about Detroit. They're just talking about this now. We don't have to worry about that anymore.
So, as my radio idol Dan Patrick would say, where do we go from here? Let's advance the story. Let's move it forward at 877-881-1053. Choppy, you had some strong comments during the 7 o'clock expressway. You said you took what he said last night, especially harder than I did. For me, the only worry I have, it's not about job or anything, job status. My only worry is having the same mutual respect and interview relationship that we've had for 15 years. If Jerry, though, is going to continue forward with, I'm not going to take this from the flagship. I'm not going to take this from these guys. These guys are too football dumb to be asking me. Like, yesterday was pretty belittling and demeaning. in terms of insulting us, if that's going to be the tone in the case moving forward, we'll stop it. This is me talking now. I haven't talked to the guys. I haven't talked to the bosses in depth, but we don't need it. We have to have a mutual relationship with understanding and respect. Yesterday, that was a one-off. Right now, that's the way I'm viewing it. Honestly, Jerry Jones has done way too much for us publicity-wise and content-wise for me to be like, and there's been people in this city that worked on different stations who said, just stop the interview.
Oh, yeah.
Cut it off. Don't do it anymore. You don't need it. Tolos. You can make an argument that we catch, I don't think you can make the argument. We catch the most grief before Jerry interviews every week. I think yesterday will stop a great deal of that. But basically, the criticism is you're soft, you're in the pocket, you won't ask what the fans want, all that stuff. It sucks. It does get under my skin. Matt Gangle asked me that. Nui last night. Nui, Phil Jackson, giving me the Zen type tap tactics. But yeah, it honestly, you're not supposed to admit that stuff because it just brings more trolls out. Yeah, it irritates me. I think yesterday proved what the reality is, but we're not going to be in Jerry Jones' pocket. I won't be. I won't allow the show to be. If Jerry wants to take, if he meant what he said last night, and if he wants to keep the insults going, he can go to G-Bag. And I'm not blinking when I say it. I don't know whether we need to have a discussion before he comes on next Tuesday. I don't know whether PR needs to intervene. I don't know whether we need to say it when he comes on the air. Like, we good? But he has to know that fair questions are going to continue to be asked. So, Shannon Sharp, I appreciate what you said there, brother. Awesome. You want to have me on Shay Shay to get even with RJ going on Dan Patrick, but we're not going to ask any different.
It's wonderful leather that he has on that podcast.
I want to try that liquor. I want to try whatever he's sipping on. It looks expensive. It looks soothing. It looks nice.
If he calls you Shan, will you call him Shannon?
No.
You should.
I'll take it.
By the way, when I responded to Dan, I did say it's pronounced Sean.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Thank you.
I
thought I'd throw you that bone. You know, while you're being snipped on, you're in stirrups.
While I'm getting my bone.
While you're in stirrups.
Yeah. So that's my take on it. We have to be able to operate the same way we've been doing. I think it's been very fair. I think it's been mutual respect. But if Jerry's going to flip this switch and think that he's going to get, it has to be respectful. And if he thinks he's going to get all these softballs all of a sudden, we're not going to participate in it.
Which I can't believe he really thinks that because I don't think so either. And so that's the thing. I think we're going to find that he'll be. I mean, I don't know if he's scheduled to be on for next Tuesday because we are bye week in the way it structures. But whenever the next time is that he's supposed to be on, I anticipate that he's going to stand in there and answer more difficult questions than he got yesterday because he does. Like,
I do too.
He always has.
He's never had a problem. He's never been sensitive.
I think the Detroit loss really rocked him, just how much they got whooped. And I think he was frustrated by some of the questions he got after, and it lingered. And going into the owners' meetings and feeling embarrassed by the way his team showed up, I think all of that factored into him having just a bad day and not feeling like he wanted to conceal anything, and everything just came out because that's not who he's been in terms of handling questions for 40 years here in Dallas.
Stan Campbell's fault. He ran it up. He did trick plays the entire time.
It was fun.
Time.
Jerry said that was fun, wasn't it?
That was fun. That was a whole lot of fun.
You want to add anything, Chop?
You appeared
a little hurt. A little hurt from last night.
Look, I did not. The interview, it is what it is, right?
You would have been totally just fine after the interview.
After the interview, I was totally fine. Like, okay, he had a moment.
Yeah.
We all had that. That must have been a hell of an owner's meeting. You know what happened? I bet you AT&T was on the table for a Super Bowl and they gave it to Atlanta.
Oh.
And that really hacked him off.
Yeah.
Because it didn't make any sense the way that interview went. But then he came out of it and he doubled and tripled down on the tribunal and the guys I'm paying. That just put it into a spot where I have not gotten over that. And I don't know when I will. I don't take things personally, like, ever. And this I'm taking in a much different way. Like, you you went there, you belittled somebody who doesn't have the financial means that you have, that has to have this job, all right? Or three people, four of Peyton. That's unbecoming of being an NFL owner. And I do think as an NFL owner, yeah, you have the power to do certain things.
Yeah.
All billionaires have the power to do certain things.
And we have a relationship.
Yeah.
This isn't year one.
This is year 50. I did the math. You know, if they ever actually made the Super Bowl, we could be up to 300 interviews by now. But we're at about 200. After this year, we're at about 280 interviews.
Yeah.
Where we've talked very, very sensitive subjects with him.
Yes. Segregation.
Right?
Scandal. Kneeling.
I don't remember ever having something like this. And the interview is what it is. It's the post-interview stuff that I can't get over.
Well said. What are they saying? You can say to Dan Patrick in an hour. Well, what are they saying? What were they saying inside that building? Nick Eatman wants to come on. And does the Amari trade sting even more? Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, right after this.